House of Praise Radio. Welcome.
You're the God of glory, Lord of love. We sing hallelujah. You're the mighty one, Jehovah. You're the God of glory, Lord of love.
Let all creation now proclaim wondrous power of your name. We lift our voice in praise to thee. We worship God, our majesty.
You're the God of glory, Lord of love. We sing hallelujah. You're the mighty one, Jehovah.
And all my sins I now confess.
Soon we will end this earthly race, and we will see you face to face.
You're the God of glory, Lord of love. We sing hallelujah. You're the mighty one, Jehovah.
God of glory, God of love. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it.
Just now.
Jesus tells an interesting parable in Matthew 18, 11 through 13. It says, "And I, the Messiah, came to save the lost." And then he goes into this parable. "If a man has 100 sheep and one wanders away and is lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others and go out into the hills to search for the lost one? And if he finds it, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 others safe at home." Here's a song by the Mennonite Hour Singers called "The 99," which is based on this parable.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer,
"This of mine has wandered away from me, and although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep."
But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die. But off in the mountains thunder ringed, and up from the rocky steep there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven,
"Rejoice, I have found my sheep."
And the angels echoed around the throne, "Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own."
The song earlier said, "There is not another sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can." And if you think about this parable of the 99, this is kind of a love that we're not accustomed to, right? And it almost could be considered quote-unquote reckless, in that leaving the 99 behind to get the one doesn't seem like it's the greatest thing to do. But there's a song that's been written by Corey Asbury that says, "Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me." And the chorus goes, "Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God." Now, I don't know if that quote-unquote term reckless bothers you in relation to something God might do, but I think it does somewhat fit, because that kind of love is hard to define. And that is one English word that kind of fits when you think of the circumstances. Here's a song that kind of wraps it up today. The Westminster Chorus singing, "O Love That Will Not Let You Go," a live recording in this wonderful acoustical setting. You might want to turn the volume up just a bit. Love That Will Not Let Us Go. House of Praise Radio is a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. We'll see you next time.